Monday, the Fort Worth Police Department fired a 22-year veteran officer for an August incident where he ordered a rookie to use her stun gun against an unarmed woman. He's challenging his termination. KERA's Christopher Connolly says the incident highlights deep divisions between the police chief and his officers and between the department and the black community.
At the same time, the police department announced Sergeant Kenneth Pierce was fired for using excessive force. They released body camera video from the rookie officer. She and her partner were the first on the scene. 29-year-old Dorshe Morris had called the police. She said her boyfriend was trying to break down her door. She had a knife and said she'd stab him if he tried. When the officers arrive, it's tense, confusing.
Does he have a knife? Put your hands up.
I have a knife.
You have the knife?
Yeah.
Where's the knife?
The rookie officer gets Morris to hand over her knife. She has Morris open her apartment door to make sure that her 5-year-old daughter is safe.
Are you okay?
And the rookie tries to sort out what's happening.
We need to figure out what's going on. Ma'am, I need you to turn around.
The tone of the encounter changes when Sergeant Kenneth Pierce shows up. He's white. Dorshe Morris is black. When she's reluctant to show her ID, Pierce tells her to hand over her ID or he's going to arrest her.
Turn around, hand it right here. Go in handcuffs.
After that, it becomes a struggle. The officers get one handcuff on Morris and try to pull her to the ground. She's resisting, screaming at them to stop pulling her hair. Then Sergeant Pierce orders the rookie officer to tase Morris. It hits her in the belly. Morris was arrested, but the charges were later dropped. In a statement, the Fort Worth Police Department said Pierce went too far. Chief Joel Fitzgerald said Pierce unnecessarily escalated the situation. Fitzgerald also called the case, quote, eerily reminiscent of an arrest made almost exactly a year ago, which went viral. In that video, you see Jackie Craig, a black woman who called the Fort Worth Police Department for help, aggressively arrested by a white officer for what many saw as simply talking back to a cop.
All right, thanks everybody for coming today. My name is Richard Van Houten, VA.
At a press conference at the Fort Worth Police Officers Association, their president, Rick Van Houten, stands with Pierce's lawyer. Van Houten plays the 911 call from Dorshe Morris.
Ma'am.
Quit trying to kick my door in. Stop, because I will stab you.
Ma'am.
Hello.
Ma'am, can you stay?
Get away from me.
Can you? Are you inside?
I'm outside because my daughter is in the house.
Okay. Van Houten says it doesn't matter that the knife had been taken away from Morris when she was handcuffed and tased. The use of force was appropriate because her call included threats of violence, a weapon, and because it was a domestic disturbance, which are particularly dangerous and volatile.
When the female in this case refused lawful commands and refused to cooperate with the simplest of orders, the officers reacted in a manner consistent with our policies, procedures, and our training.
The police association has grown increasingly critical of Chief Fitzgerald. In September, the association released a survey showing low morale among officers and frustration with Fitzgerald. Van Houten says Pierce's termination, especially its timing, almost exactly a year after the Jackie Craig incident, all point to a chief more interested in looking good to his critics than backing up his officers.
The message has been sent by Chief Fitzgerald to the officers of this department that they will be sacrificed for his political agendas.
The Police Officers Association, they've never met a chief they liked, unless that chief would allow them to run the department.
That's Bob Ray Sanders. He spent a lot of his career writing about criminal justice for KERA and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Sanders says the Fort Worth Police Department has a long history of racial tensions, both within the department and with communities of color.
And this latest case really just says to me, again, that we haven't rid the department of that culture. There are still people in the department who will abuse their power.
Now, Sanders sits on the city's task force on race and culture, though he says he's just speaking for himself here. That task force was set up this summer to find solutions to racial disparities and tensions in Fort Worth, largely as a response to the outrage that followed Jackie Craig's arrest. At one of the task force meetings last month, Chief Fitzgerald outlined changes he's made. He said more officers have body cameras. The department is training officers to be more respectful when interacting with the public, and all officers have been taught techniques to diffuse tense situations peacefully.
They are now held to a different standard, and that is one where de-escalation is written into actually our policy and use of force.
Bob Ray Sanders says the chief is clearly making an effort, but he's not sure it's making a difference. Fitzgerald lost trust from many in the black community last year after that viral arrest video. With this case, Sanders says firing Pierce this week was the right call, but that the chief moved too slowly. After all, it was August when Dorshey Morris was tased on her doorstep. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.